How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle. Now, this time, we're going to be talking to you about decluttering.
Your life.
Your life. But then we were just talking about showering at the gym.
We were talking about showering
at the gym. Is that an acceptable level of shower?
Well, it depends. Well, you wash yourself properly, don't you?
Well, yeah, but I just
think... Is it like a big old communal?
No, places don't have that anymore,
no,
much
my
to my chagrin.
My yoga place does.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, everyone gets all their bits out.
Oh, my goodness. That must be very...
I can't shower there.
Can you not?
No.
I think I went to a yoga place that had showers like that. Yeah, I think I found it quite thrilling at that point in my life. But... Yeah, but I understand, yes, that would be quite... I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that now.
I don't like any sort of public nudity.
No. Well, no, I suppose not.
I could probably take my top off on a beach.
Yeah.
Like, as long as I was with you.
Sure.
And you took yours off too.
No, I would keep mine on.
All right, your bikini top.
My bikini top. costume, thank you. All in one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, an all in one.
One of those really high leg ones.
Yeah, that's really
the sort of thing that Rosemary Connolly might have worn in a...
Are those still made? I love that sort of 80s swimsuit.
They're sort of coming back.
Yeah, I bet.
You've got to have a really good waxer.
Oh, of course. You've got to get on very well with your waxer to get away with that. Or not. You know, you can wear whatever you like, guys.
You can. Just as you've got Brian Blessed hanging out in your crotch.
Is that a thing? That's a funny line.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, guys, yeah. Watch your space. It might be in the show.
Coined here. But showering at the gym, I've only just got into a place in my life where it's sort of like I can go about the rest of my day having just showered at the gym.
So it's, you go into a cubicle?
Yeah, there's cubicles at my gym, yeah.
And then you come out nude?
No, fully dressed. No.
Is it like a quick change?
It's a quick change in...
In like Liza Minnelli show.
Yes, it's exactly like that. It's like a screen. There's like a japanoisery screen.
Yep.
And then I throw all my negligees over the top and then suddenly I'm ready. I'm in a totally different outfit.
Maybe like a hat would pop up.
A hat, some feathers.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, maybe if I throw it too far, somebody catches it on their head.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
And they're embarrassed because they're actually a producer from out of town who's very huffy, who doesn't like my... Doesn't like my out of control ways. Maybe that sometimes happens at the gym, but less than you'd imagine.
Oh, that is a pity.
Most of the time, it's a cubicle. You walk in, you shower, and then you take the towel off the top of the door, mm-hmm. and then you don't. Nobody has to see you. It's very modest.
So, and then you'd put your pants on very quickly.
I'd put on my pants underneath my towel.
Not underneath your jumper.
Not underneath my jumper. That's a ridiculous way to wear pants.
Oh, you put on your pants underneath your towel like you're at a beach and your mum's doing it for you?
Yes.
Oh, right.
What do you mean my mum's doing it for me? My mum is doing it for me.
Oh, right, of course. Tom, no one's looking at you. Mum would always say that.
My mum used to say when I was like doing that. Did your mum say that?
Yeah, of course.
My mum would exactly say that. No, don't, what do you think they're looking at you for?
Just come on. Everyone, come on. No one's looking at you.
That's exactly what my parents said. It was so traumatic.
It was horrible.
Thing to say. Very horrible.
Why does no one care?
What do you mean no one's looking at me? Look at them now.
Still not looking.
Still not looking. But I haven't been to the gym for a while. But that's how it works at the gym.
God, we've managed to go off topic within the first 10 seconds of the show.
From the beginning. So decluttering.
We don't have to talk about decluttering.
No, Susie, you want to talk about decluttering? Let's talk about it. What?
I don't need to talk about it. Well, you know I'm moving house.
Guys, Susie's moving house. She's leaving
Arsway,
which is, by the way, one of the most depressing places in the world.
You've never said that until I lived there. And until I told you I was leaving.
Yeah, as an area, it's one of my least favourite places. That, like, office block on top of the station is one of the grimmest things I've ever seen.
And you've been to Syria twice.
I've been to Syria twice. I think it's really grim there.
Yeah, it is quite grim there.
And the Whittington Hospital always looks really depressing.
It is depressing in there.
Lovely view, though. I don't know why. I don't know. But you're going to be moving to East.
I'm moving to Hoxton.
Ugh. Listen to this.
I'm going to become one of those terrible East London lesbians that I hate.
Well, it's okay.
I'm wearing Timberlands today. I'm becoming her
you
already.
You literally are. What are you looking forward to about the move?
I'm going to declutter my life, Tom. I've got so much crap.
Yeah?
I've got so much crap.
What sort of things, though, do you hoard?
Well, there's some things I want to keep.
No, throw it all away.
No.
Just throw everything away. Start afresh. And you get there.
No, I've got like my 2.5 foot model of E.T. He's not going anywhere.
You have to keep that.
He's my favourite.
That's the cat, isn't it?
Why are you so horrible about the cat?
Why? No, I love the cat. Your cat's one of the few cats I actually like.
Well, she's never said anything nice about you.
Well, that's why I like her.
Yeah, she's sassy.
Sassy, hates me. That's my type.
So I'm trying to declutter everything. So I'm like, do we still need DVDs?
Do we still need DVDs?
I've got a Netflix account.
Probably not,
you
then.
You can watch everything online.
Or could you maybe, like, absorb them into some sort of hard disk?
Oh, Tom, you know me. I'm never going to do that.
Do that. You're right. Don't do that. But they don't take up a lot of space. You could even take them out of the box, couldn't you? And then no space at all.
What, and just sort of fling them about the place?
Yeah, well, they've got the thing on the front, haven't they?
I mean,
you do have to worry about scratching.
Like they're my
100,000 sellers.
Yeah.
Great idea. What about... What else do you hoard? I don't think you hoard many things.
The girlfriend's got a lot of clothes.
Has she?
Yeah. A lot of clothes that she hasn't worn since she's lived in New Zealand, since she's lived in England.
I did this to my mum. I started saying to her, why have you got like a blouse from Bay Trading?
Oh my God, I remember Bay Trading.
Mum, you don't need this pirate style.
Oh my God,
blouse.
Everything from their shop was pirate themed.
Yeah, Bay Trading, the bay. Where the pirates are.
And the gypsy tops. They used to sell gypsy tops.
Rouged tops, yeah.
Yeah, off the shoulder number.
Off the shoulder numbers. My mum didn't have that, though.
Oh, no,
I mean, please. But, yeah, people love to keep clothes because they're like, oh, well, I might wear it.
It all comes back.
All comes back.
Well, though, in fairness, I have got a jacket. I'm wearing a, not right at this moment, but my Mac that you've seen me in quite recently. You know the Mac?
Yeah, I love that Mac. I love the Mac once again.
Thank you, Tom. My mum, there's a picture of my mum pushing me in a pram whilst wearing that.
Yeah.
I mean,
but that is
back.
A good quality Mac. Where did that come from?
It just says Paige on the inside.
Paige? Well, whoever it was.
Elaine.
Elaine's line of Macs that she was doing during a quiet time.
When
she was in Les Mis. She was desperate to get in as Eponine.
That's such a niche joke that you and I both got and... about 3 or 4 listeners will.
No, you'd be surprised. I think listeners will get it. They're big Les Mis fans. Les Mis, as I like to call it. Gay Jeers.
Oh, Les Miserables.
Les Miserables.
Because so many lesbians are miserable. Hi, girls. Love ya. So,
oh, by the way, did I tell you I watched Carol the other day?
No. I've got tickets to see it, but I haven't seen it yet.
You've got tickets to see it? What, at the cinema?
Yeah, they're doing an open-air screening of it.
Oh, where? Hoxton.
It is, actually. So for the listeners that don't know, basically I'm moving to a really, like, cool part of London and I sort of love myself and hate myself for it in equal measure. It's the kind of place where everyone has, like, a huge beard. I'm going to start going to Serial Killers.
Which
is like
a cafe
that only sells cereal.
I think it closed down, you know, because people were so down on it.
People were so angry about it. I'm like, guys, it's fine. It's just cereal. I love cereal.
Yeah, it was a great podcast.
It was a really good podcast. Didn't like the second series.
Oh, I only got about 3 in.
Me too. I thought, I get the gist.
And then she started saying, oh, we're going to do it every other week or something. And I thought, oh no, I've got to get it every week, otherwise I'll lose interest.
You see,
Like we do it every week. That's why we do it every week, otherwise people lose interest in the ongoing saga.
Of what our lives are.
Yeah. The retrospective of all of our things. But so
I'm trying to declutter everything. I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to throw a lot of shit away.
So, okay. Like, why do you think you hoard things? So your clothes you hoard because you think they're going to come back. What else do you keep?
I've got, like, loads of books and stuff on, like, the theory of acting from when I was at drama school and all different things like that.
Don't they, Michael Chekhov?
Yeah, all that sort of thing. Sorry, is it Michael Chekhov?
It's the acting practitioner, yes.
Right, yeah, that's... Yeah, you're right, he is an acting practitioner. But briefly, I was like, I don't think that's Chekhov's name.
I know, you did.
You threw that into me, don't you? See. Patsy Rosenberg.
Pats.
Pats.
Lovely voice.
She does all the voice work.
All the voice work. Patsy Rosenberg. Is she still alive?
I don't know, but if she is, I'm sure she's listening. Hi, Pats.
I'm sure she's a big fan of the
show. Huge fan of the show.
Constantly writing in her letters.
Constantly writing into the P.O. box. So,
P.O. box.
So,
Why do you love a P.O. box? Yeah.
Why would you love a P.O. box?
Oh, I just think it's so kitsch.
It is very kitsch.
Like, send it into the P.O. box, post office box. Is it so you can be anonymous?
Yeah, it's where all my fan mail goes.
Of course. But sorry, Karen, what were you going to say?
I just need to get rid of some things. Things in my life that I don't need anymore, I don't want anymore.
They say that it's very good to purge. And that's the good thing about moving house, it makes you do that.
Yeah.
I hold on to books I've read as they're trophies.
Totally. Totally. Although someone was saying to me the other day that a bookshelf that's full of books you haven't read is worth far more than showing off all the books that you have read.
But I want people to know I read The Goldfinch. It was such a long book.
Yeah, did you finish it?
Yeah, eventually. Because when my phone got stolen in Berlin, that...
You had to use that?
That's when I was like, well, I suppose I better read this book. And it was good for that, but I did like it. I did like it, but I thought...
You've put me right off reading it.
Oh, you haven't read it?
No, but every time I talk to you...
Everybody else loved it, though.
Yeah,
everybody
but you
else
constantly had it with you for about 6 months.
It's a massive book.
And you know how slow I am at reading.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've got a mark on my blazer. Do you know what that is? Soap. Oh, I'm sorry. This needs to be decluttered. I keep clothes I don't need. I've got a white blazer. I mean...
I've seen you in your white blazer.
I know, but it's boxy on the shoulders.
It's ever so slightly... like musical theatre. Which
thank
I love.
You. Thank you.
That wasn't a...
It was a good friend to me. I could wear it like... I wore it as a summer dinner jacket. Yeah, summer dinner jacket was useful. But that was about it. It was too boxy on the shoulders. I know I've said that several times now.
You have, but you hate things being boxy on the shoulders.
I hate them being boxy on the shoulders.
I know. If anyone wants to know any fact about Tom Allen, hates things boxy on the shoulders.
Hates the shoulder box. And so that's something I should probably get rid of. You know, there's that thing people say, like, if you're not sure about something, put it in a box for 6 months. See if you miss it. If you don't, throw it away. If you do...
Yeah, it's a thing, isn't it? Things in your home should either be useful or beautiful.
Now, who said that?
Me, just then. I think it was Anon.
Anon.
I did a lot of those quotes,
Anon.
Didn't I?
Anon. Yes, she's very good, old
very
Anne.
Good.
But so are you? How are you going to declutter? What's your method of decluttering?
Chucking it all away.
No, really. What, you won't even look at it. You'll just throw it away.
I'm going to throw away some things. I'm not throw away. I'll take things to charity shops and things. I'm a really good person, guys. But I it's tidy mind, tidy house, tidy all those things. Mm. And I really believe in all that. I think that you.
It's true, isn't it?
You know, I'm working on a new show. I'm trying to be creative, and I'm like, oh, I've got all this crap in my life that I don't need.
It's a very good catharsis. Yeah,
I think so.
I would totally agree. I always have a fantasy of living in a hotel, as you know.
Yeah.
Instead of just being a blank canvas. I wonder if I'd be able to achieve that.
You'd have to be very rich.
Thank you. Although
you could probably afford to live in like a travel lodge for a couple of years, like Alan Partridge.
I dream of it. But I do think as well, you've got to be really vigilant because my phrase is, shit comes in the door. And it really does. Like, you know, you come back from a thing, there's just stuff somebody's given to you or some junk mail or it's like things have to be filed, have a filing place for them, but then everything else in the bin, go in the bin.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't need it. Don't need gifts. I do need some gifts.
Yeah,
but sometimes there are like certain things you're like, I don't need this. What is it? Why have I got it? Why have I got a hole punch? Don't need it.
Then one day, what about you'll be looking for a hole punch and then you'll be there with a knife.
A knife, that's true.
Making a hole in a bit of paper.
Oh, it'll be awful.
But then... When would you need a hole punch?
When do you need a hole punch?
I don't know if you needed a new hole in your belt.
You can't do that with a hole punch, Susie, can you?
Yeah, I think you can.
Really?
If you really give it a good going for a while.
I reckon you'd break it, though. You'd break the hole punch. And then you'd have to buy a new hole punch. Then you've got two hole punches.
What do you throw away the one that's broken?
You can't throw them away. They're not recyclable. They're toxic.
I love watching that house, that show. Is it called like House of Hoarders or something?
Oh, crazy people who save all the papers. Oh, yeah, I love it. I love it.
There was one the other day. A man had a newspaper that was from like 1989.
Great year for newspapers.
A vintage year.
Vintage year for news. And what? Just wouldn't throw it away?
They were just in the bottom of a black box. It just kept every newspaper.
Why do we do this? It's such an odd malady, isn't it? To go, I must hold on to everything.
Well, yeah, I suppose it's like I want to be... I don't know. I want... yeah, these things are important to me, or they... Do you think part of it's like they make me... By these being here, it shows that I'm here.
Yeah, maybe. Or that sort of fear of like, what if I need to look back one day? What if I need to look back on these things as memories?
And I'm very nostalgic.
Very nostalgic, I know. What are you most nostalgic about?
I don't know.
What were you just remembering there in your face? Was that the look on your face of remembering?
Just, you know, I'm nostalgic to like the beginning of when Tony and I first got together, which is only like 3 years ago, but I'm like...
So what will you keep? What will you keep from that?
I've got the cinemas. Yeah, cinema tickets. And like, I've got the receipt from the first time I took her for dinner.
What, to bill her?
To bill her eventually, yeah. There'll be a huge invoice if she ever leaves me.
So she knows how much you spent. Where did you go for that dinner?
We went to... Well, the first dinner, I think, was in Balance.
Balance!
I love Balance. But I took her to Freedom in Soho.
For Freedom. Oh, for dinner?
No, for drinks.
Oh.
And then we went to GAY.
Oh, you really pushed the boat out.
There was a point in the night when I was drunk and I kept telling her about all my funny tweets. It was really... She still brings it up now. It's terrible.
What funny tweets did you bring up?
I mean, there weren't many of them. I wasn't very good at Twitter then. I'm not great at it now.
All right. No, you are good at Twitter.
Anyway.
Don't put yourself down.
Doesn't matter,
does it? In front of the listeners. They believe in you.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
I do know what you mean. I think I keep things like that. And I go, well, it'd be nice to look back on that memory one day. Like theatre tickets, diaries. I've got a lot of diaries.
Yeah,
I mean, so I do quite like holding on to those.
Do you still keep a diary?
No, not as often as I should, really.
But why do you feel like you should?
My dad always said, oh, keep a diary. You'll like to look back on it.
Does he?
No. I used to, and then I found them quite depressing, actually. I found the introspection of it quite... I'd become quite aggressive with myself, so I stopped.
Yeah, I went through a phase of doing, like, the morning pages.
Yes, right.
It's this thing from The Artist's Way.
But that's where you get up and you write for three pages, don't
you? Yeah, but then I did them all, and then I sort of looked back over them, like, a year later, and I thought, oh, God, I'm in flux. I've been doing the same bloody thing. Like, I'm talking about the same thing over and over again.
I feel like that
like,
with
this
them.
Is so
and I'd just be like, oh, your handwriting's so terrible. Oh, my God. Because you just have to keep writing, don't you? You mustn't
yeah.
stop.
Like, oh, I never care about my handwriting.
Oh, well, maybe.
You do have a lovely pen.
Thank you, dear. But I did... I think that's a form of decluttering. That's the idea of that, is that you get out all of your thoughts from your head.
Yeah, but I just find it's better to just sort of, like, run around calling, you know, like, just shouting and swearing.
Do you
seeing all of my energy out that way.
Oh, my goodness, I'd love to see you do that. Is that what you do in your yoga class?
Yeah, that's what yoga is.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, once you've been for, like, a year, they tell you the secret.
They tell you the secret. Run around screaming.
Just shout, fuck, constantly. No.
Wow.
It's, I think, I know what you mean. But yoga's very good for that, because that sort of declutters everything, because you sort of
Doesn't
go, okay...
It? Gets rid of all the knots.
There's nothing I can do in this time but be on the mat.
A bit like being on a plane.
See, that's why you love being on a plane, don't you?
I do like being on planes, actually, for that, yeah.
You can't do anything.
Just have to sit there. People bring you things. Oh, I love it.
Watching food.
Watching food, TV. Eating films. I love it. Eat your DVDs. There you go.
Eat your DVDs.
Yeah, I feel like I've got a lot of books. I've got a lot of sort of things, like just trinkets and things that I've kept from childhood.
Yes, totally. I have all the letters that my nan has ever written me since I've lived in London. And they're like, oh, I've just been to the shop.
Oh, that's lovely.
I've popped a tenner in for
you. You should definitely keep those.
And I know, and
of course... Does she write to you often?
Not anymore, really, no. But she went through a phase where she would.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, it was really nice. And I'd sent her postcards and things, and she's still got all of those. And I've still got... Yeah, and I couldn't part with them.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that is the sort of thing that is definitely worthwhile always keeping. They're just lovely things, aren't they? Lovely moments.
Yeah, I think so.
I wonder about emails and stuff. And you go, like, can't imagine in the future people would be like, oh, printing out the emails of...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like the letters that you see.
Like Winston Churchill to... what was Winston Churchill's wife? Clemmy. Clem to her friends.
Clem. Who was Vivian Leigh married to? Was it Laurence Olivier?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they've got...
Before he chucked her for Joan Plowright.
Oh, is that right?
That's the story, yeah. But yeah, Vivian Leigh. Well, oh, yeah, there's letters between them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, you can't imagine, like...
The
text messages of David and Victoria Beckham ever making, like, a lovely coffee table book for someone in the future.
Pasta for tea?
Where are you?
Yeah.
Things like that.
Can you pick up Romeo?
Are you picking up Romeo? I mean, do they have conversations like that?
I don't know. Do you reckon they have staff all the time picking up people?
Yeah, I think they don't pick up their own kids. Oh, but maybe they do. I shouldn't say that. That's very
good. I don't know.
They probably
do. I've heard she's lovely.
You've heard that from me because I met her and she's lovely.
Oh, I've met only two people that have met her.
Oh, do you? Mm. Oh, well. Okay.
Where did you meet Victoria Beckham?
I interviewed her.
What for?
Well, I don't like to show off on this podcast.
I mean, you love to. Go on.
I just paused to have some water and it's gone down the wrong hole. People don't really say that in polite society, do they? That's something you say as a kid. It's gone down the wrong hole while you're being whacked on the back.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I met her at the British Fashion Awards and she was lovely.
And did you talk to her about VB?
Yeah. Yeah, her fashion line, yeah. Oh. She was great. She was really funny. She was really relaxed.
Yeah, I've heard that. I met Mel C last week.
Now you tell us.
Right at the end of the podcast.
Right at the end. What did she say?
So I was out with a friend who had kindly taken me to see All Saints.
Oh, my goodness, the things this girl does. All Saints, yes?
My friend is a friend of Mel C. So went over,
do they write to each other?
Probably not. Went over to her and sort of said, oh, this is Susie. And I just went, oh, I loved the Spice Girls. I still do.
You said that to her?
To her, yeah. I said, I loved the Spice Girls.
Great.
And then I paused and said, I still do. And then I was there for moments longer. And then I said, goodbye, Mel C.
What did she say during all of this? She doesn't.
She was very friendly.
Anything.
She's like, "Oh, hi, thanks. Yeah, oh, yeah. People still really love the band. Thanks.
People still really love the band. That's nice." And then, how did you leave it? Did she give you a hug?
No. I don't think she would have touched me. I was way too keen for it.
Do you have a picture?
No, I didn't want to do that either. I just want to be like, "Oh, hi.
Autograph.
Just so you know, I love you. Bye."
Oh.
It's really weird.
Still, but she seemed nice.
She seemed very nice.
Was she hanging out with All Saints? Was she like,
yeah,
sat down
mates.
With them? Oh, they're actual mates.
Yeah, All Saints. So it was All Saints, Mel C,
yeah.
Denise Van Outen, Tamsin Athe, Kate Thornton. It was the 90s.
I couldn't get much higher if you kept going on with that list. Wow. All okay. Backstage, all sat down having a laugh.
They weren't backstage, we were at the after party.
Oh. Was that somewhere impossibly glamorous?
Coco, upstairs bar.
Oh, how lovely. What sort of canapés did they serve?
Oh, they didn't have any canapés.
Really?
And they didn't have a free bar either.
What?
I know.
That's rubbish, isn't it? Gosh,
it was,
it's not
but,
as glamorous
I mean, I was
as
delighted
it seems.
To be there. So.
Of course, that's
and
what
I
you're going to tell yourself.
And I got absolutely shit face, so.
Oh,
it was great fun.
That's nice.
That's nice.
And you met her.
Such a great day. And I met Chasnay very briefly.
Wow.
She's well nice.
Was she well nice?
Yeah, really well nice.
Well, that's good to hear, isn't it?
Yeah, they're all well nice. I'll tell you what, the Apperton sisters still really fit.
Are they?
You'd love them.
How old now?
104.
Wow, that's great, isn't it? That's great. What a sisters
what's,
as well.
What a
age what gap in sisters.
Gap. I know.
Yeah, their poor mum. But, oh, that's lovely that you got to meet her. Wow.
Well, there you go.
What a great way to end this episode about decluttering. What a relevant way.
Yeah, so basically the one thing I won't be getting rid of is my Spice Girls albums.
Am I right, guys?
Guys.
Oh, I'd love to
meet Viva forever.
Viva forever. I mean, that's what they said.
It's so. Forever. I can't just give up now. I said forever. I made a vow.
Doesn't Viva mean live on forever anyway?
Yeah.
So is it like saying live on forever, forever? Is it a bit like saying an ATM machine or a baby lamb?
Yes, maybe.
Oh, Mel, you should have said that to her.
You know, I wasn't going to start picking apart the songs. If it was, it wouldn't have started with Viva Forever.
I hope she doesn't listen.
I'm sure she does. A huge fan of the show. Always writes into the
Always writing into the B.O. box. Always writing in, Mel. Thank you so much for your letters. We will respond to them when we get more time.
Well,
but we'll still
be
friends with the band.
Oh,
yes.
Sorry.
No, don't apologise. You did cut me off there a little bit. But don't worry. We've done really well today, guys. We've done really,
really
well.
Stayed on topic, as per.
The best thing is I think we've really stayed on topic, and the worst thing was that I told everybody that I sometimes shower at the gym.
Yeah, and that it's, yeah.
I did that in Edinburgh, actually, one year when I was staying in a flat that wasn't very nice, and the bathroom was so disgusting it was better to shower in a public place.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
That sounds horrid. Not the years that you lived with me.
No, not the years I lived with you.
We had a clean every week.
Cleaner.
We had a clean. No, we cleaned up every week, didn't
we?
We
did clean every week. Yes, I love a bit of housework.
Oh, God, yeah. There'd be Tom and his pinny. Nothing else.
Nothing else,
bent
listener.
Over the sofa.
It was disgusting.
It was vile. I had to dettol everything.
She had to clean afterwards, all the cleaning I'd done. What a horrible way to end. But listen, listeners, thank you for listening. If you like us, then you can come and see us on tour.
Oh, Tom, that was so seamless. Well done.
In our Like-Minded Friends tour, which is happening in sort of the autumn, September onwards.
Yes.
And the dates and information is available at susieruffle.co.uk.
Or tomindeed.com.
Thank you, Susie, for knowing my website. But if not, we'll see you here, listen to you, speak to you. We'll speak to you. We won't listen to you because this is a one-way thing. If you've been talking back to us...
We have no idea.
We have no idea what you've been
saying.
But
if you wanted to, you could record it and then send it in.
Oh, you could. You could do that. Like, I'm sure Patsy would do that as well.
Patsy?
Rosenberg.
Patsy Rosenberg. Sorry, I forgot to mention her.
Great projection. She probably just shouts. Anyway, listen, get out of here. Go live your lives. Have a great time.
Declutter them.
Declutter your lives. Let us know what you throw out. If you sell it, good luck.
Text in.
Text in. Cash in the attic.
Tom, you can stop now. You'll
do the roundup?
Yeah, I'll do the roundup.
Oh, thank God I'm exhausted.
I could tell. Thank you for listening. Join us again for like-minded friends.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.